Hello and welcome to Down the Rabbit Hole. I deleted a few episodes and we're rebranding because yeah, that was rough. But we have a new co-host, Brogan.
Hello. I'm here. I'm ready to party. I don't know what else you want me to say.
Brogan has been my friend since high school.
Sophomore year specifically. What a thrill.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. Wow. How old are you your sophomore year? Like 15?
Sure. How old was I when I moved here?
I don't know.
15? Sure. Yeah.
That's like 6 years.
It is. It's almost 6 years. It's summer. This summer, 6 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've been friends for a minute.
I've never lived anywhere for 6 years.
Congratulations.
Thanks, I'm excited. Yeah, so introduce yourself.
Well, I'm Brogan. I'm a college dropout. I don't have anything exciting about myself other than the fact that I dropped out of college.
That should be on your resume.
It is on my resume. under education, under education, you have to put, I have like my high school diploma, and then I have 2 years or 1 year at MCC and 2 years at K-State. And then I just put like a dash at the end of the years for K-State. And then I had to put in the description that I don't have a degree. Like I just stopped attending.
We should tattoo that on your butt.
College dropout? Yes, we should. We absolutely
stick
should.
And poke because why would you go pay for that?
Why would I pay for that?
College.
Also, why would I want to go to a tattoo shop for somebody to see my butt?
Exactly. I'll stick and poke it on your butt.
Thank you.
That's not as weird as the tattoo scene.
No, you're right. That's measure of true friendship.
It's been 6 years.
So. I don't know the tattoo artist.
I don't know that I'm a good tattoo artist, but
can you write?
Yeah.
You're hired.
Yeah.
That's all my interesting things. I've lived in Manhattan since I was 11.
Yeah, there we go. We've been here for a while. Mm-hmm. You've been here for a long
time. I have been here for a while.
I was about to say 20 years, but that's bad math.
That's 10 incorrect.
Years. 10 years.
It is 10 years. That would make me 31 years old. Notice how that took me a second. It took me a second to calculate what is 20 plus 10.
It's been a day and yesterday. Yesterday was a day. Yesterday was 4th of July, so I'm sure both of us were up really late. I know I was up really late and woke up late.
I went to bed at 11.
Oh, I went to bed at 1.
Oh.
But I woke up at 11.
Nice.
Yeah.
I got woken up in the middle of the night by fireworks across the street at the apartment complex, across the street from my apartment complex. And they the thing fell over.
No!
And I swear, I thought that something caught on fire or somebody was being shot. It was terrifying. And it woke me up and I thought that I was going to die. I considered calling my roommate and being like, hey, are you alive? But I didn't. I refrained to myself. Didn't. I don't know the word.
Refrained?
Refrained?
Yeah. Restrained? You were an intimate danger.
I was. I was an intimate danger.
My neighbor, we haven't met them, but my cul-de-sac all came and put out lawn chairs on one side of the cul-de-sac, and we all shot off all of our fireworks for the whole cul-de-sac, and then our neighbors that are right outside of it, we don't know them very well yet because they just moved in, but they shot off a bunch of fireworks, like they had a box of those big boom.
Oh, yeah.
So it wasn't their fault, but one of them didn't go up very high. Like, and we all were sitting there going, oh no, like, it didn't go up as high as it was supposed to. And it, like, blew up right, like, like maybe as high as my house. So like a two-story house.
Mm-hmm.
That's how high that thing went.
Yikes.
It was interesting. And we were all like, ugh. And I was sitting there watching my car going, oh no.
Did it catch any of the trees?
We don't have many trees in my neighborhood. Not here. Like,
oh, at home.
At my parents' house. Yeah. There were some guys out by my stop sign, though. And
so.
You know those huge ones that make big, crazy sounds that are illegal?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what they had.
Nice. That's what I think fell over across the street is the illegal fireworks.
Yeah.
Because it was loud.
Yeah, that was how these were. I had truffle sitting under all my blankets and pillows, and we were watching Zach and Cody. And I heard it, and Truffle's like just started shaking. I feel so bad.
Poor Truffle.
Yeah, she's fine. My dad tried to give her CBD oil last night. Because he's into the CBD oil stuff, because he's a part of the company or whatever. And
right.
Giving all of our dogs CBD oil. And the other dogs threw up because he gave it to them July 3rd.
Uh-huh.
And then they threw up July 4th, and I was like, Dad, you are not giving my dog CBD oil. I'm just going to bury her in the basement. Like, she'll be fine.
Oh, my gosh. I can't. I can't. They have, like, CBD dog treats.
That's what I give her. So
but if it's
a hemp or whatever.
Yeah, but if it's meant for humans, it's probably a bit stronger of a dosage because she's small.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't want to give my dog CBD oil. My dad really took a turn. I'm going to be honest. He has hair now.
He has hair now.
On his face and on his head.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a turn.
It's because he's retired.
Yeah.
Dang military.
Dang military.
He's a financial advisor.
Isn't that weird? That is weird. It's okay. It's okay. Well, it seems like a boring job, if I'm being completely honest.
Yeah, no, I think it is. I don't think it's fun for him. It's okay.
Yeah.
So what is our plan for the podcast? We don't know yet.
We don't know.
Yeah. No, I wasn't sure if you had anything in your brain. I'm like, this is,
my brain is the size of a cold fish cracker, so I don't have anything.
No, I get that. My youth girls have a few things they want to hear about, so obviously we'll try and tackle those at some point. I think we want this to be a not serious podcast.
Yeah.
With serious sprinkled in.
Yeah.
So we have, like, also, okay, one of my girls wanted to hear about confidence kind of stuff.
I'm very confident.
I know. So I'm excited about that one. I feel like Rogan is going to tell us a lot about confidence. So, like, I don't know. We have, like, a serious thing, I guess, planned, like, once a month, I guess.
Yeah.
Kind of sprinkled in enough.
But also not the only thing that we're focused on. I think that's a good idea. I don't like listening to only serious podcasts because
I
get bored.
Yeah. Sometimes I do, yeah. I know we had talked about, like, I think next episode is going to be, like, a travel review.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. I want to do a review on Gossip Girl's new season.
Oh, yes. That's a fantastic idea. That's a fantastic idea.
I'm excited. I'm excited.
I love that idea.
Isn't it, like, July 8th?
I think so. I'm going to Google.
We had even talked about kind of like the idea of the why we drink podcast, how they like have the you tell a story and I tell a story. And I think that'd be kind of cool. Like one girl does crime and the other girl does supernatural, and it's a really good podcast. And obviously, we don't have to do crime and supernatural. But
right, but stories.
Yeah, things like that. When does it come out?
July.
July.
Correct.
That's in 3 days.
Soon. This weekend. Marathon.
Is it the whole season or is it just the first episode?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. I didn't look.
But I have HBO Max, so we're good. Oh, perfect.
Series premiere is July 8th.
Ah.
So I think that's probably just the first episode.
That's okay.
We can review the first episode.
Yeah. I'm excited. I just hope it's kind of similar to the original episode.
Yeah.
Like, the same vibes, I guess.
Yeah.
I cried so much. Chuck and Blair?
Oh my gosh.
I cried so much. It was also quarantine because I was locked in my room drinking a coffee a day.
Drinking bean juice a day.
Yes.
Hannah had a bit of an existential crisis about coffee.
Coffee is... No, it's bean water.
Bean water. I'm so sorry.
Coffee is bean water. Oh, I kind of trip those wrong.
I do see it.
I groomed my dog for the first time by myself yesterday. She doesn't look ugly.
She's a little choppy, but she's still cute.
Yeah. Also, we have an email. I don't know why you'd want to email us, but we have one. It's called downtherabbitholepodcast17@gmail.com.
Nice.
Yeah. Then we have an Instagram. Instagram, I could see where you'd, if you've got suggestions on what you want to hear, idea. Oh, I need to change the name of it. What's your favorite number?
Four.
Four. We'll see if that's available. Yeah, okay. Our Instagram is downtherabbitholepodcast4. No spaces.
No spaces.
Yeah, because you can't do spaces on a program. But, yeah. So if there's anything specific. Yeah. We've got an email and an Instagram. Go follow it. The Instagram, not the email. We don't send out emails. But we could if you want it. Yeah, there you go. You and Grace and Bergen.
Well, giving the people what they want. There we are.
It's a business profile.
A business profile. Doing business.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Stop it.
There's a spider on my crackers.
Oh my gosh. Hannah.
He was trying to steal my ancient grain crackers. Gluten-free, buddy. You're not going to like it.
I killed a spider this morning. I was sweeping my bathroom. And there's like, at the end of the cabinet between the bathtub and the sink, there's like this little space, which is so weird, and it's not big enough to like put a like rolling cart or anything in there. It's just there.
Yeah.
And it's about the width of my room, actually. So if I can get my room in there and I can sweep it out.
That's
so it's like
convenient.
This.
Convenient. Maybe
yeah.
Like a toilet paper holder?
No, because okay. The toilet is on the other side. It's
oh,
like a
mind.
Foot wide.
That's weird.
And it's like a foot and a half deep. Like it's not very big. And I was sweeping my bathroom, so obviously I put shoes on because spiders like to hide back in there.
Yeah.
And I got my room and I swept it out. And there were like three. So I was stomping around the bathroom and my roommate came out. And
ooh.
She was like, hey, what's up? And I was like, I just killed so many spiders. And I'm very proud of myself. I didn't think I could do it. I did it.
Can I tell you, one of my roommates called me to kill a cockroach?
I've called Darby to kill a spider before. In my defense, the one time that I've called her multiple times, but the time that I called her and made her come into my bathroom to kill a spider, I was in the shower and I didn't have anything to smash
yeah.
it with because I don't shower with shoes on.
No.
And I didn't take a
well,
shoe
that's
with
a
me.
Spider.
That's true. And it was like this, it was too big for me to just, like, step on or, like, step over. Yeah. So I FaceTimed her. I was like, hey, can you please come in here?
Yeah. I was taking a nap.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't put my phone on silent mode when I take a nap. Ever. Or when I sleep, ever. Because I just feel like if you need to get a hold of me and I'm asleep, I need to be a holdable.
Available?
Available. And my phone rang and I answered it and it was one of my roommates and she was like, are you home? And I was like, yes, yeah, I'm home. And she said, can you come in the bathroom and kill a cockroach? And I said, can't you just squish it? Like toilet paper, squish it. It's a cockroach. And she started screaming and I was like, oh. And she said, are you on your way? And I said, no, I'm naked in my bed. And she said, can you hurry? And I said, no, I have to put clothes on. I'm naked in my bed.
Got priorities.
I was so mad. I got up and I went over to the bathroom and she had already killed it with the door. And I was like, are you, why did she make you get up? And when I picked it up with a toilet paper to get it off the door, she like freaked out. And I was like, it's freaking dead.
Yeah.
It's dead. And then I went and continued my nap.
As you should.
I'm so upset.
If I can't kill the spiders, I will text Darby to come and kill them.
Yeah.
Like, see if she's busy or if she's awake. But if she is busy or she's not home, I have this red Solo cup that I've called named the Spider Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it on top of the spider and just leave it there and wait for her to come home and kill it for me.
There you go.
And it's very dramatic. And I'm well aware.
But you're not waking her up from her naps.
But I'm not waking her up from her naps. And I am living my best life. I haven't found anyone in my bathroom or in my bedroom yet.
Good.
Which, oh, now that I've said it, I've spoken it into existence, and now they're going to be in my bedroom.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully not. I'm terrified. I sprayed spider bug killer in all the, like,
spider juice?
Well, no. Spider juice makes me think of, like... Like you blended up a spider.
Maybe that would work.
I don't think it would. I don't want a spider in my Nutribullet. Thank you very much. I don't want spider guts in my next smoothie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get the point.
Yeah. I haven't found any dead spiders yet.
I've heard there's an oil, lemongrass is supposed to deter spiders, and peppermint.
I've heard that too. I don't have either of those, but my mom might. If I find any more, I've sprayed the spiders along the spider killer along the floorboards.
Yeah, then that'll, I mean, that's good.
And I think that it's worked because I haven't seen any like hiding in the corners.
Ooh, also spray it in like your vents.
Oh.
And then if you have, you know, like in the bathroom, sometimes how they have the air things,
mm-hmm.
spray it in that because spiders love to sit in there. So we have that problem in this house.
Oh, ew.
Not in our vents, and like in the bathroom, in the, you know, like
the shower, the fan.
The fan, yes. Mm-hmm. They like to sit in there.
Oh, ew. Yeah, I will definitely be doing that when I get home. Yeah. Gross.
That's why you get them in your bathroom.
Probably. Well, they're all like the daddy long legs.
Oh, those aren't bad.
No, and I can still
pick them up.
No, absolutely not. I will not touch them. But I smash them, and then I put them, flush them down the toilet.
Yeah.
So that if they come back to life, they won't seek their revenge.
You know, I'm really the most poisonous, not most, but one of the most poisonous.
Yeah, but their mouths are too small.
Yeah, so they can't even bite you.
Yeah. But still, they're icky.
Yeah, and if they crawl down your throat when you're sleeping.
Hannah!
Morvolt's still alive.
Ugh!
20-something years. About 20.
Ugh.
My parents are still alive. We're chilling.
Have they had daddy long legs spiders crawl down their throats when they're sleeping?
No, I'm just saying it doesn't happen that often.
Oh. Well, okay.
And we used to live in Alabama, where I played with them on a regular basis.
Gross.
Yeah. My little outdoor playground in the backyard, it was always infested with daddy long legs, which we never killed. And it was very infested with black widows.
Oh!
Yeah, so we me and my brother, I couldn't tell you what they look like now, but when we were six, we were great at spotting black widow nests. Ew. And running inside and saying, Daddy, there are black widows out there again.
Ew. Okay, interesting. What do you think that? I have this fear that I'm going to step on one, like a spider, and the babies are going to come out of it.
No, I've done that.
I hate it.
Disgusting. You can usually tell because they're on the back. Like, they're fat spiders.
Yeah. I don't know how I would kill them, though. Like, I don't know how you get them out without stepping on them.
You, like, put them in your solo cup, put a sheet of paper under it, flip it, you know, because then the spider's in there. And then make sure it's, like, in the cup and, like, flush it or something.
Ooh, I can't. I'd have Darby do it. I would not be able to. It gives me a heebie-jeebies. Ugh. I feel like they're all over me now.
Oh, I just, my hair's not been brushed.
No, I feel like they're still. I went to bed with my hair wet last night.
Oh, sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't.
Well, I went out to the lake on Saturday, and then yesterday we were out at the farm. There were fires both places. There were fireworks both places. So I didn't wash my hair.
Yeah.
And it was nasty. And last night I got home and I washed it. And I got home at like 9, and then I just went straight to bed.
Yeah.
And I didn't have time to dry it. And so I woke up this morning and it was sticking up all over the place.
I hate that.
I looked like I had been through something. It was a mess.
Okay, so my computer died, so the microphone cut out. And anyway, all we were doing was going down more rabbit holes, so yeah.
That's it for this episode.
Figured this would be a good time to stop. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you next week.